Cavalera, The Essentials, for Tuesday, August 18th. On the agenda today, a new PTU build, continuing to polish the Siege of Orison, a message from CIG that brings back a little hope for the future of space combat, and a community still processing a recent livestream that went over like a lead balloon. Let's start with the game. PTU 4.10 received a new build last night, open to all tester waves. The Siege of Orison remains front and center. Boss NPCs and keycard carriers no longer vanish prematurely before players can finish them off and grab their loot. The instance elevator no longer gets stuck after a server crash, and a rogue audio line on the 8th floor of the Solanke platform has been fixed. On the logistics side, ships can now automatically dock with the Starfarer for refueling missions. A collision issue with the fuel nozzle had been blocking docking until now. Recco Battaglia's missions also got some tweaks. The enemy kill counter no longer resets when you switch ships. Two issues are still being tracked: a delay before the elevator responds, and a few seconds of freezing when a force field loads. The live version, meanwhile, stays right where it is at 4.9. The real story today is space combat. Thorsten at CIG laid out on Reddit the direction they're planning for upcoming balance changes. In the short term, the time it takes to destroy a ship needs to come back down to where it was before onboard engineering showed up, and shields are getting a rework to put a stop to the endless kite-and-run game in combat. Longer term, CIG wants to set clear rules around ship armor and give each weapon type a real identity again, because a Gatling gun really shouldn't feel like a cannon. Thorsten acknowledges that some of these changes could have landed in 4.10, but the studio chose to take its time rather than repeat the kind of brutal overhauls we've seen before. The post spread widely on both Reddit and Spectrum, and the reception was fairly positive. Still murky on the teaser front, the latest sneak peek keeps the community guessing. Some see the cockpit or interior of the Kruger Stingray. Nothing confirmed. A mention of Genesis slated for Alpha 4.11. is also floating around, spotted by a player in some in-game content, but again, no official word. Take it with a grain of salt, as always. Calendar-wise, it's shaping up to be a busy week. Server load tests are being considered for tomorrow, Wednesday, and the RSI weekly newsletter is expected Friday. And most importantly, Phase 2 of the Ship Showdown kicks off today. Let's talk about the community, because it has a lot to say right now. On Spectrum, the mood is clearly tense. The topic generating the most heat is the fear that so-called Mark II ships might get sunsetted. Several threads point out that the vast majority of player fleets are already being outpaced by newer versions, and the debate has spilled well beyond that into CIG's overall strategy for older content. Underlying all of it is a more diffuse exhaustion, with thread titles that don't pull any punches. Almost two decades of development to end up here, reads one of the most commented threads of the night. Thorsten's balance post landed with a mix of relief and cautious skepticism, many reminding everyone that they've been waiting for a flight model update for months, and that the question now stretches all the way to Squadron 42. Over on Reddit, the conversation is largely centered on a recent episode of Star Citizen Live that did not land well. Moist Critical, who has 18 million subscribers, covered it in a video, and the gaming press is starting to pick up the story too. What's coming through in the discussions isn't so much the incident itself, but the silence from CIG between episodes, and the feeling that the whole exercise has become an obligation, rather than something people actually look forward to. Thorsten's post is making the rounds here as well, with the same cautious welcome. Multi-crew is another friction point, with several players frustrated by the gap between the push to play together and how quickly a large ship can be taken apart by a solo fighter. And for a change of pace, the subreddit gallery keeps delivering, with a highly detailed cross-section of the RSI Hermes and a satirical Warhammer 40K-inspired piece imagining a Space Marine Cutlass, clearly played for laughs. If you're following the competition, today's the day to get in on it. Phase 2 of the Ship Showdown head-to-head daily elimination brackets starts right now. The verse by the numbers, to wrap up, $139,000 raised yesterday, bringing the total past $1.036 billion. That was Cavalera. Good luck on the PTU, and see you tomorrow. That's the verse.